Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
On the line now, I have Jerry Brennan, SIP2 organiser, down in the Docklands there, in Dublin Port, rather. Can you tell us what's happening there, Jerry?
Yes, I can. We're having a protest today in relation to Irish Ferries. This company don't effectively employ Irish people. They call themselves Irish, but they won't fly the Irish flag, because if they flew the Irish flag, they'd have to pay minimum wage. They have displaced Irish seafarers, or seafarers based in Ireland and based in the UK, and they use seafarers from mainly Eastern European countries that are on a much lesser wage. They're paid significantly less than Irish national minimum wage.
Okay.
So even if a seafarer living in Ireland wanted to work there, they couldn't survive an air economy on the wages that this company pay. So we want to draw attention to this. We want to highlight this fact, and we want to show what this company are really doing. They call themselves Irish, but they won't fly the Irish flag because they'd have to pay Irish wages.
And it's as simple as that. Sorry for interrupting you. It's as simple as that they just don't fly the Irish flag, so therefore that stipulates they're not Irish, so they don't have to pay, go by Irish rules.
They fly under a flag of convenience. Okay, so the ship is registered under a Cypriot flag. The company themselves will tell you that they don't employ the seafarers directly. They're employed by a company called Matrix, who are also located in Cyprus. They're paid significantly less than Irish wage. And these people are very precarious in their employment, because they do 2 months on the ship and 1 month off. They're paid for the 2 months that they're on. They're not paid for the month that they're off. They work 12-hour days. So for the 2 months of 56 days thereabouts that they're on, they work every day, 12 hours a day, and they only get paid €2,300 a month.
Wow.
And that equates to, you know, in around €650 to €680. When they start on their 2 months, their contract of employment starts on day one, when they sign on, and the day they sign off after the 2 months, that's the end of their contract.
Okay.
So if they say anything, if they complain, they won't be called back. So they're in a very, very precarious position. And SIP2 wants to support the seafarers working for Irish Ferries. We want to see the practice of social dumping being stopped. We want to see the practice of using seafarers from poorer paid countries in Eastern Europe being used. This practice also makes it impossible, or next to impossible, for an Irish-based seafarer. And I'm not talking about an Irish person. I'm talking about a seafarer of whatever nationality, mm-hmm, based in Ireland.
Okay.
They can't compete for these jobs because they couldn't live in our economy on the wages that they're paying.
And do they have an office here at all?
They have offices. They have their offices down in Dublin Port, the Irish Ferries offices, down on Breakwater Road. And we're going to be going down to the terminal building to highlight this issue and to have a protest. And this is part of a wider European Transport Federation campaign that's on. And on the 27th of March this year, there will be thousands upon thousands of transport workers, seafarers, road transport workers, who are all being, abused with regard to minimum wage and conditions. And this protest will be taking place on the 27th of March in Brussels.
Okay, practical.
So this is going to be part of it.
Well, a practical question, apart from the jobs, the people that are working there already, the conditions are not great. Sounds like a lot like the zero-hour stuff that goes on here, or used
Absolutely.
To go on. You know, it's more or less the same. But where would the people reside that work at the moment on Irish Ferries?
Okay, so that's an interesting one. So they sign on for a 2 month contract, and they, let's say for instance, I did a trip across on the Dublin Swift, and I got speaking to some of the guys there. And when they finish their shift, they then sleep on the Ulysses, which is one of the Irish ferries. Ferries that runs in and out of Dublin. Okay. So they would leave the Swift and they would go over and they'd have their cabin, and probably four at least to a cabin with a little locker, and they would sleep there, and that's how they would maintain themselves for the 2 month period that they'd be on the ship.
Okay, I'm just trying to get around the legalities of it to it as well. I know, like, it prevents Irish seafarers from getting work because they couldn't live on the wages here, but I'm just talking about the people that maybe are on them. So if they're from maybe living somewhere else where the cost of living wouldn't be as high as Ireland, and it sounds reasonable the wages that they would get, apart from the conditions. Now, I'm just talking about wages, that sort of thing. Do you know what I'm getting at here?
I do, yes, I do. And that's why it makes it attractive for these people themselves. Because the minimum wage in their own country would be quite low. Mm-hmm. So they'd be prepared to work in these conditions because it's more than they can earn at home, but certainly less than you could live on here. Mm-hmm. Irish national minimum wage is $9.70. These people have been paid about, in around approximately $6.50 to $6.80 an hour.
Okay.
And our own national minimum wage is not sufficient. So if our own minimum wage is hard to live on, it would be impossible to live on the wages paid by Irish ferries.
Okay, now you have plenty of support, of course. There's two UK unions in there as well. So is it going to be across, you mentioned earlier on about other support, so is it going across Europe and spreading this sort of campaign?
Absolutely, yes. So this campaign is a campaign being run together jointly with CIPTU, the RMT in the UK and Nautilus, and the wider campaign then is throughout Europe, and that's the European Transport Federation, and it's to highlight the dreadful conditions that people are having to try and make a living in, and we're particularly highlighting the seafarers here today. But it also applies to truck drivers throughout Europe. The conditions that they have to walk in are dreadful, and it needs to stop. It has to stop.
Okay. So, okay, you're having the protest today. It'll go on, obviously, all day today. Has it gone for the weekend, or is it going to be on
no,
off?
No. We'll be doing it today. So at 1:15, we will be down at the Irish Ferries Terminal building. We will highlight the issue. We want to raise awareness. We want Irish people to know that although Irish ferries call themselves Irish ferries and they name their ships after iconic Irish characters or books, they don't pay Irish national minimum wage, which in itself is insufficient, and they use lesser paid seafarers mainly from Eastern European countries to man their ships. So the next time people are booking their ferry trip, just give them some consideration to the seafarers and the conditions and the wages that they're living in.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other way that you want people to act as well, maybe in the technology sense, that with the protest today to join, do you want people to go down and join you?
Absolutely. If people feel strongly enough and they want to turn up, we'll be there at 1:15. Like I say, it's a protest. We're raising awareness, public awareness, and anybody that feels strongly about social dumping, about companies navigating around payment of Irish national minimum wage, anybody that feels strongly about those social issues and working conditions are welcome to lend their support. Mm-hmm. But this is not just about people being paid national minimum wage. This is about fair wages for seafarers and fair wages for all walkers.
I suppose with some of the conditions you're talking about, it's about some of the conditions as well, because I wonder, are they charged if they if they're on a 2 month stint and there's four to a cabin, are they charged for staying there? Are they charged rent? I don't know. I mean, do you know anything about that?
Okay,
it wouldn't surprise me.
They actually can't. So the MLC, the Maritime Labour Convention, doesn't allow for that.
Okay.
So they don't charge them. I don't want to say that if they had the opportunity, they might. but no, they don't charge them.
Okay.
But living conditions, 2 months on, walking every single day, 12-hour shifts, if you have to share a cabin with other people, and not, these cabins are not big cabins. This is not luxury liner stuff we're talking about. This is not a cruise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I know. I know. But they travel between here and England and Wales and stuff like that.
And over to parts in France and the north of Spain.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing that that this is going on. But there you go. In this day and age, as you said, they're about the money, but also the prevention of Irish people or anyone that's living in Ireland that's has credentials for sea work, can't get
Absolutely.
Work. But the conditions themselves, even if that, you need an improvement in conditions as well.
Absolutely. And it's also, we're an island nation, so it's also having a detrimental effect on our own seafaring and maritime skills base and skill set.
Mm-hmm.
If Irish-based seafarers can't compete on a level playing field for these jobs because the wages are so low and they couldn't support themselves in this society, then what's happening to our skill base?
Yeah, it's
We're
a trade.
An island nation.
Exactly. Like there's a lot of talk now about apprenticeships and stuff like that. So there'll be no apprenticeships for this sort of thing if there's no jobs. So it's a campaign word. We'll try and get in touch with the Irish Ferries and see what they have to say. But I doubt if we will. But we'll try. We'll try. Thank you very much, and good luck with the campaign.
That's great. Thank you very much, Noel.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. And that's bye-bye. And that's Jerry Brannan at SIP2. SIP2 organiser, and they will be down at the Irish Ferry offices in Dublin Port today at 1:15. If you want to go down there and give them their support.